Nasha Colebrook, and welcome to Dishing Up. This is a light bite, and it's all about conch. I'm from the Bahamas. The Bahamas is a small country in the Atlantic Ocean, just south of Florida. We're made up of 700 islands and keys, but only 16 are inhabited. I am from the capital, Nassau, on the island of New Providence. And when you think about the national dish of the Bahamas, the first thing that comes to mind is conch salad. What is conch salad? I'm glad you asked. Now, conch is a sea snail that walks along the bottom of the ocean. It is big and pink and beautiful. It is indigenous to the Bahamas, the Turks and Caicos, and Jamaica. I can say this even though I'm from the Bahamas. We're kind of the kings and queens of the conch. Speaking of kings and queens, the name that it goes by is the queen conch. It's royalty for us as a meal, as a dish. But it's also royal in another way, because just 2 years ago, when Prince William and Princess Kate came to do their annual royal visit to the Commonwealth, they actually did go over to Abaco. And you'll see photos, if you Google it, you'll see photos of Kate eating something that we call the pistol of the conch. Legend has it that part of the conch is an aphrodisiac, so I'll just leave that there. And if you look at Prince William's face in the photos, you'll see he's just as shocked as everybody else that she actually ate it. So we could boast about that too. So how you prepare conch is, so you would go to the fish fry, a plaza of outdoor stalls, and it's on the sea. So you'll get seafood, any type of fish, any type of other, seafood stuff. The stall owners can literally just walk right behind the stall, reach into the ocean, pull out a fish, pull out a conch, pull out lobsters, crawfish, anything, and prepare it right in the front of you. So it's the same with conch. So you'll go to a stall, you will ask for a conch salad, and the owner will do exactly that. So you will watch him dip his hand into the ocean. He will come out with if it's not his hand, he may use a net, and he will come out with a huge net just full of hard shells, just pink and white shells. You will watch him crack it open with a hammer or a knife, whatever he has on hand, and you'll see the body of the conch, which sort of kind of looks like a land snail, but it's much bigger and it's white, come out of the shell. Then he will lay it out on the table in the front of you. He'll beat it because the texture is really chewy and it's very hard. So you have to beat it tenderize it to make it really, really soft, because you eat it raw. So after he's done beating it, he'll put it in a bowl. And that's when he'll cut up all of the herbs. So you have the green peppers, red peppers, onions. You put all of that into the bowl. Then he'll pour in the citrus to make the juice. So citrus will just be lemons, limes, and as much pepper as you want it. Now, I don't prefer it very spicy, because it takes away the flavor of the conch, and I want to taste the conch. I want to be able to enjoy it without sweating or having to drink milk or something, to take it away. To me, conch doesn't have a taste. It's not salty. It's not fishy. It's extremely mild. So because of that, we're able to use it in a lot of dishes. We have something called stew conch, where you put it in a soup and you add browning to it to make the gravy brown, and that softens the conch really well. You can add potatoes, you can add carrots, onions, and I love that. That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite version of conch, because it's the softest. Then you have crack conch. It's basically just breaded conch. So you just fry in flour to bread it. That tends to get dry really quickly. So you have to eat it right away. Recently, there have been a little regional debates about who makes the best conch salad. So the traditional has now been turned into, I think there are now three additional versions. In Nassau, we make our conch salad traditionally. We don't add anything. It's just conch, herbs, citrus. Now, when you go farther north to Grand Bahama, the west, it's a settlement there called West End. There's a lady who, I forgot her name, but there's a lady who pickles a conch. And so the conch turns orange because it's like the color of the gravy of like pickled sausage, like an orange thing. It doesn't change the taste, which is weird because when you look at it, it's like, why is conch orange? And conch is supposed to be white. But then when you taste it, it tastes like conch. You eat with your senses. And so I'm looking at it and I tried it and it tastes fine, but not for me. And then you hop over to Abaco, where most recently it's come out that they add mayonnaise to their conch salad. I don't condone that. I don't even recognize that. I hate that I even had to include that in this list, because why are you adding a mayo? It's not tuna. It's not a dry salad. Aside from the conch, the star of the dish is the citrus. So you don't need to add mayo to it. It's not dry. So I don't know what's going on in Abaco, but that's how they do it. Then you go out of the country. Speaking of Florida, you just fly over to Miami, and there's a Bahamian food truck there, and they're now selling conch salads. However, they add black pepper, and I've seen a TikTok with somebody adding tomato juice to it. At that point, I don't even know if you could even still call it a salad. I don't know what that concoction is, but I won't be trying it. I'm sorry. The next time I go to Miami, it's not for me, but that's their take on it. As a child, my great-grandmother, who I call Sugar, she would cook conch and grits. Grits is basically just ground cornmeal. It's something that we picked up throughout history from people who lived in the South Carolinas. And so we eat it usually for breakfast. And so conch and grits would be a breakfast meal. It could also be a snack. It could also be dinner. The way my great-grandmother would cook it is the grits are usually white, but she would do hers with like conch and peas, and it would turn it sort of gray, sort of brown. And honestly, that was the best meal. Like every time I went to her house, like that's all I wanted. Unfortunately, we don't cook it anymore. Nobody else in the family cooks it ever since she passed back in 2008. So it's been a long time. I don't know. Maybe I may need to pick that up and continue it. But that's my earliest memory of conch. Thank you for listening. I'm Naja, and this is Dishing Up. Today, we've learned all about conch. See you next time, and remember, who you are is what you eat.